I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I went over, I took her obviously to the bottle of rum, obviously, and we made our way through that. Running out of that, so we went and got another one, started on that one, and then we ended up eating three pizzas on Saturday alone.
Jesus! Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever taken a colleague's holiday as an excuse to go off the rails, then this is the podcast you need. My name is Jo, and joining me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Now, Katie is not with us this week, so we've got a special treat for you coming up in a few minutes. And also, I feel like we should really speculate on Katie's weight gain in a few minutes too. Always happy to do that. But first, we have both been away for a week, but we've gone 2 weeks now without weigh-ins. So it is time to reveal to you and each other, Victoria.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
What the scales have said this week. I don't even know who should. Maybe I should go first.
Sure. Because whatever you think's best.
Oh, no. I've been away on my first ever all-inclusive.
Yeah, so you've had a genuine reason. You've had a really, really good excuse. All-inclusive, abroad, in the sun, living your best life. I've been all-inclusive at home.
It's amazing that this has happened. I'm proper excited about hearing what you've done in comparison to me. So I was on an all-inclusive. So I've got to tell you up front before I tell you, and it is again, let's not pretend it's going to be anything other than that.
Great, good start.
I feel like I should, full disclosure, we did an all-inclusive, but we never went for lunch.
Oh,
because we were too stuffed with how much we'd eaten for breakfast.
Like full buffet breakfasts.
Yeah, it was full COVID-safe buffet breakfast.
Nice.
But they served it to you. So in a way, that was good for the diet because you didn't want to ask for too much.
Yes, you don't go back for your fourth plate.
But what they did was they gave you two lots of cutlery to start with. So they knew you were definitely having two lots.
Amazing. Love that.
Yeah, they didn't even pretend otherwise. So we had the buffet breakfast in the hotel. And when we were on the beach and around the pool and stuff, there's a guy who would just come and just give you what you wanted. So we got very early into the holiday into frappe coffees, which is iced coffee with three scoops of ice cream.
Every day.
And I then moved on mid-afternoon to the full banana milkshake, which was
I'm not hearing the alcohol here, Joe.
Oh yeah, we had alcohol, but was late afternoon onwards.
Oh, see, I start, that's usually my first drink. When they open at 10, get me a mojito.
My boyfriend kept saying to me, you keep ordering cocktails with cream in, don't you? Never so nice.
That's because they're the best ones.
Yeah, they are the best ones. So with that in mind, Victoria, and the fact, of course, that I weighed on the Monday before we went away, then I had a whole week at home, then a week holiday.
Were you on plan for that week?
Nah. I mean, no. Let's say ish. I don't think I went off the rails, but I also, wasn't having shakes or counting calories or I can't remember what I was doing weeks ago, if I'm honest.
Okay, so you were back last week. So what about last week? Were you on plan last week?
My intention was to go straight back on plan on the Monday. We landed on the Sunday. I didn't until Thursday, and then I was back off plan Saturday.
Essentially then, you and I have both been off plan for 3 weeks.
Oh, I'm not going to sob about it because brand new me, brand new start.
Sure.
So how much did you put on?
Oh, see, I was convinced when you went to America, I was absolutely convinced that you were going to put on. But then obviously you did all the walking, so you didn't. This time, I know you've not done a lot of walking. I'm going to go at least half stone. I'm going to go 7.
Producer Paul, you're going 6.
6.
You're going 6.
Oh, okay.
You're both wrong. I put on 7.5.
I was so close.
You were very close. But do you know what the horrible bit of information to go with this is? This 7.5 pounds on takes me heavier than the start of the year.
If only Katie was here, she'd love that.
So what I did was I asked if I could restart.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
Joe.
I asked if I could do a Katie, as it's known on this podcast.
You didn't.
And she said she'll find out from head office. Because I said to her, the problem is, with the stats I've got at Slimming World, I've got to lose like 4 pounds before I'm at 0. So I said, it's too demoralising. She said, oh, I understand. I said, I want to start again from now.
You're 10 months into this year already and you're starting again.
Well, if head office let me. I mean, it's not confirmed yet, but they fucking better do, because they've let Katie
back. I'm so disappointed in you.
Right. Victoria.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say to you right now.
Well
done. I can't believe you've done a Katie.
Yeah, but I think that for my own mental health, if I say that, you're not allowed to slag me off. For my own mental health, I do need a real fresh start. And I have started. I'm slap bang on plan. I'm doing Slimming World again properly.
Oh, we're back on Slimming World. So the shakes are off. We're not doing Cambridge anymore.
Went to IKEA, bought a storage box for the shakes. So I've still got them, but I'm not doing them yet.
Katie and her Slim Fast in her cupboard?
I've got some of Katie's old Slim Fast that she gave me a while ago. That's also in a storage box. So I'm back on Slimming World, back on plan. And, you know, this £7 will come off in 2 weeks max.
Okay, so where does this now leave us then with 2 stone for Christmas?
Yeah, that's another thing we should probably talk about when Katie is back. Because I feel the pressure that you lot are putting on me on this podcast.
You started this. It was you that said 2 stone for Christmas.
I feel like, can we just take each week as it comes, guys, and hope for a loss of any
sub? You're unbelievable.
Okay. Whilst I'm being unbelievable, let's hear what I believe will be a great, unbelievable result from yourself, Victoria. So you've gone off the rails then for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so I got weighed on the Tuesday before I went away on the Friday. So yeah, basically off plan from as soon as I last got weighed. And then I had a week away with my parents. So, I mean, daily cakes were a thing. I mean, you know, my parents love a cake.
They
so daily
love a
cakes.
Cake.
Yeah, that was great. Lots of alcohol with my mum, obviously. And then I didn't really want to kind of give up my holiday when I got back. Mm. So I carried it on all of last week as well.
Have you just been doing takeaways and stuff?
No, I don't think I've had any takeaways, but I haven't really been watching what I eat and, you know, just drinking. And I went to see my friend on Saturday and it was unplanned, spontaneous. And I went over, I took a bottle of rum, obviously, and made our way through that. Running out of that, so we went and got another one, started on that one, and then we ended up eating 3 pizzas on Saturday alone.
Jesus! What size?
just the cheapy, like, 70p ones from Aldi, just the ones you put in the oven, but we did have 3 of them.
Freaking hell, that's amazing.
Oh, and a bag of Frazzles on the way over to my friend's house in the car that I was making my way through.
No fat
I do
those.
Love a Frazzle.
No fat in those left on your fingers when you have them.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so on your Insta stories, you said that you genuinely thought you'd put a stone on.
Yeah,
which
genuinely.
Made me snort with laughter.
So, do you want me to, should I tell you the story of when I went? So, I went to Katie's group. So, it was just the leader there and the lady that weighs, and, you know, just chatting with them. And I said, yeah, I've been completely off plan. I've just, you know, done whatever I wanted. I genuinely think I've put a stone on, and I really would not be surprised. I said, I haven't got my book. So I said, can't remember the number, but it's fine. Just tell me what I've done. It's not a problem, whatever. So I step on the scales and neither of them say anything. And they just look at me and they go, you've put on 14 pounds. And I went, oh my God. I was just like, you know, when you're expecting it, but it's still a shock.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I haven't. And they were like, no, no, you haven't. No, no, we're lying to you. You haven't put on 14 pounds.
The most inappropriate shit joke ever, by the way.
I was just like, right. I was then going to expect them to say, yeah, you've put on 24. No. So I have gained. I haven't put on 14. I've put on one of those numbers, though. So have I put on one or have I put on four?
If you've only put on one, get Katie back now. Fuck, because I need backup on this.
I put on four. Which, I mean...
That is not fair. Like, no, it's not fair.
It isn't.
That is
honestly
horse shit of the highest nature.
So I feel like I have pulled a Victoria, but in like a new version, the 2020 version of pulling a Victoria.
That's just over a pound a week.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Oh,
honestly, it should have been a state. It should have been double figures at least.
Did you feel, because I did see you say on Insta stories too that you really could feel it in your clothes, because I mean,
I feel really big at the moment. I feel really big, really big. I feel really bloated, really sluggish. And yeah, I definitely don't feel like I've got that spring in my step. So I was fully expecting... to have put on load. So I honestly do not know how I've got away with.
Well, well done, pounds. Darling. Right, I mean, congratulations. Thanks. On
but then
pulling
I'm
a Victoria.
Also now, well, getting away from my 4 stone award on time. So.
Yeah, sure, but it's only £4. You can knock that off this week. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
What plan are you following?
Well, you know me. I think I'm doing Slimming World, but I did have a fast 800 dinner last night.
Nice, okay. Just a dinner.
Just a dinner. So the guy that I'm dating, I have inspired him to do fast 800 because he's going to a wedding in a couple of weeks and wants to slim down. I mean, he literally does not need to lose a thing, but you know. So I said, right, that's fine. I'll do a fast 800 dinner. So I did prawn curry with cauliflower rice, which was really nice.
Nice.
But he's gone now, so I'm back on the carbs. So.
Minute he walked out, were you pushing him out of the door so you could grab some?
Yeah, literally, I'm like, right, see, I need my eggs on toast now. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We'll be back with Katie next week, of course. What do we think she has been doing food-wise over 3 weeks?
I don't think she's been honest with us. I know she's dipped in a little bit and she's, you know, teased little bits here and there, but I think she's gone fully off the rails.
Every single time one of us has a holiday, she goes off the rails. This is a fact. If we look back on the episodes, it's like, oh, well, we're not all together. It doesn't matter anymore. We can do what we like. And I don't know exactly what she's been doing because I've not seen her for a couple of weeks. But
I would be interested to know if the Just Eat app is back on the phone.
Oh, my God, we've got to check the Just Eat app. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
She has also messaged me, and I won't say exactly what the message said, but the word carbs were thrown in there willy-nilly as though it was a normal.
Ooh, that's
word.
Not very fast 800, is it? That's not. Wonderful news.
That is wonderful news. So expect losses from Victoria and I next week and a massive game.
Maybe me.
Katie is back with us next week and we look forward to it. But in the meantime, we're going to bring you an episode of Extra Portions that we usually make exclusively for our patrons. If you want to join, you can do. Patreon is where you need to be. Just for £3 a month, you get up to 4 Extra Portions episodes. You get tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker, and you get access to our Secret Slimming Club Zoom meetings as well. You just search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's Extra Portions on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever bought yourself a celebration cake for no reason other than it's Monday, then this is the podcast for you. With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Each Extra Portions episode, we deal with what you're talking about. And let's find out what our starter is today. And you're all talking about eating out.
Yeah.
So do you stick to plan or use it as an excuse to eat whatever, Joe?
So tricky. Well, I mean, I got to target weight by eating out and saving my sins.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Many years ago. And she used to say, well, it's not guaranteed. I went, well, it's working. It's working for me. And so I used to go out on a Saturday and just have like 60 sins left. Maybe go for
another
lovely bloody time.
I don't understand, Joe. Right. This has worked for you before and you've managed to get to target. Why are you not still doing the same thing now?
Yeah, I might do. I might go back to it.
A year and a half later, you finally realise.
I might be bloody Margaret Miles Brownwell's best mate next time you hear me. I might bloody start following her on Twitter and shit, and well, I might propagate with her. I might defect to the Slimming World podcast. I'll be that on plan. She'll be saying, "Joe, over this side,
they ain't having you." Like what? They ain't be having you.
I might go on and beg forgiveness and say, "Sorry, I've been fucking slating you for 2 years, but I'm back on plan. Back to you now, Margaret. I'm back here. Take my money." All right, Lisa says, just depends what mood I'm in. When I was on my way to Target and when I first got to Target, I was always on plan when I ate out. Now, hello, welcome to our world. 5 years down the road, I think, fuck it, which is probably why I need to lose a stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. It's the thought, it's the feeling of missing out, isn't it? When you're ordering a freaking chicken salad again because there's nothing else that's suitable and everyone else is on lasagna.
Well, most places do have the menu online so you can look at it beforehand to make sensible choices. Yeah, but what I like doing is going on there and looking at what's on there and then fantasizing about it for approximately 3 weeks before I go. And then that's all I can think about and have to have.
Yes.
But then sometimes I think when you do that, by the time it comes around, you don't want that anymore. You don't fancy it. You want something else.
I want all of it.
I'd never want the chicken salad I was fantasising about.
Charlotte Louise says, I eat whatever, obviously. This also counts for takeaways, holidays, day trips and treats. I'm basically on plan 20% of the time.
Great percentage.
Sarah says, I have every intention of sticking to plan and even look at the menu to see what will be Slimming World friendly. But when I get there, my self-control goes.
That's the problem.
It's the smell. I think that's me.
Yeah. And it's seeing what other people get brought out and also what your group are ordering. Because if I'm having a chicken salad and somebody I'm with is having a burger, chips and coleslaw, that's what I want. I don't want a chicken salad.
Or a full roast if you go out on a Sunday.
Yeah. With a full, massive Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Oh, I could so eat that right now.
Yeah. Do you ever go and you say, I won't have a dessert, I'll just have one bite of whoever you're with? And end up having, let's just say, more than one bite.
No, because I always order the dessert.
Do you always order?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll have a starter and a main and not bother with a pudding. Mm. But then ultimately it's just three courses.
Yes, that's fine. Kristen says, depends on the reason for going out. For example, if it's just for a catch-up, I try to be sensible. But if it's a special occasion, such as a birthday or anniversary, then I have what I want. Also, I cater in how much I've been on plan currently. That's ish. If I've ish been on plan, I'll ish be on plan while I'm out for tea.
Ruth Swain says, I try to be good and eat relatively on plan things and blow it on dessert. That's the part of the meal that is left on your lips when you leave, so it needs to be worth it.
I think for the radio show I used to work on, we did like where we just had starters, because we argued that starters were like the best thing. So we went to different places and we had like four or five starters. Yeah, that was great.
We need to start doing that on the radio show you're on now, darling.
Yeah, but it was great because like you, and I think I had like fried halloumi, had some chicken skewers, had something else. And it was nice because you get to sample a little bit of everything. But I've never done it where I've just gone out for dessert. In fact, there's a film, I think, where they have dessert first because the world might end. And then they have... I like that way of thinking.
Yeah. It is a great way.
Because if I had one last meal, it would be a pudding.
Sparky, who's on our I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend podcast with us, he was telling me that there is... And forgive me, I've forgotten the country, but it might be Japan. There's a dessert company from Japan that are bigger than McDonald's.
Oh.
And they are coming to Nottingham.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So let me just leave that out there. I can't remember what it's called. I think he told me, but we couldn't, in our ignorance, we couldn't read it properly. But they're coming to Nottingham and they are bigger than McDonald's.
Can we go as a podcast trip?
Let's do research. That.
There are restaurants already that just do desserts.
Yeah, we've got Pudding Pantry, haven't we, here?
There's something else as well. One in Sheffield, which is amazing, apparently.
Wolverhampton had a little dessert company. They were big there. I've been there many, many times.
Send us your suggestions. Emily Bull says, I use it as an excuse to be off plan in the days leading up to and on the day of the meal. And then you're like, oh, fuck it. I might as well just wait until the next weigh-in.
I mean, I definitely have been on plan until the day. But when people say, oh, well, you know, really have a light breakfast. Don't have a lunch if you don't need it. And then you think, my attitude is, oh, well, I'm out tonight, so I might as well.
Right, let's check what our main course is today. And you're all talking about orange chocolate.
Can I say on the orange chocolate subject, Matty, who's often on our Zoom meetings, and he's very much alive on the Slimming Pod community pages, he put something up about not being that arsed about orange chocolate the other day. And it made me violent. It made me violent because... It's the greatest.
Well, I've still not managed to get any.
Well, here's my advice to you if you've not gone down the orange chocolate route yet, all the specials that are coming out. Orange Twirl was amazing until the orange buttons turned up in our lives. And now it's disappointing compared to the orange buttons. So if you're going to go for the grab bag orange buttons rather than just a twirl.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Is my advice. Ellen Garrett says, so I know this might be a bit controversial, but... I'm not that fussed. I prefer an original twirl to an orange twirl, if I'm honest.
I don't get that.
No, I don't. Despite what I've just said, the orange twirl is better than the original twirl, if we're talking orders.
And twirls are premium chocolate bar, in my opinion.
Sure.
Well, which Jo should know, because they're her favourites.
I know. I never grew up liking sweet things. I don't know what's happened to me.
God.
Maybe it's hormonal.
Tracy Wardberg says, I wasn't that impressed with them. I didn't like the orange finger biscuits either.
What's wrong with people?
So the finger biscuits, I agree, the chocolate orange fingers are not as nice as the buttons.
I don't know if I had them. I think we've still got them at home, the ones
we
got.
Really?
Yeah.
They're all right. They're, you know, but I'd definitely rather have the buttons. And Emma Carr says, I had a twirl and buttons. Buttons better than the twirl, but still not old school Terry's chocolate orange. New Terry's chocolate orange is weak. Where are the orange Aeros gone?
That's a great point. I've not seen an orange Aero since 90s.
Yeah.
No, they've been recent, haven't they?
I don't know. They're not. I mean, they weren't. I mean, an Aero's never nice. It always tastes like stale chocolate to me.
Oh, I love an Aero. I love a mint Aero.
Do we think the old school chocolate orange is better?
Yes.
Shit, you might be right.
Because they're bigger as well.
Oh yeah,
and harder to crack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they made them easier to crack, they did something wrong with that chocolate.
It's fess up, Terry's.
But also, I don't agree. I think that the Cadbury's chocolate orange is better than the Terry's chocolate orange because it's still Cadbury's chocolate, which is far superior.
Oh, a revelation's about to happen. Go on.
Galaxy needs to do a chocolate orange.
Oh yeah, hello.
Galaxy chocolate orange ripple. Oh yes,
I would try if you listen to Galaxy.
Yeah,
let's. And Terry's, I've just said fess up, Terry's. Didn't mean that. Always happy to listen to you. Too.
Just before we play our Take the Biscuit game, let's put forward another nomination for Least Supportive Diet Partner. This one's coming from Michelle Harries, and she says, nominating my other half for Least Supportive Diet Partner, he's been given a 12-pack of Krispy Kremes at work and is insistent on bringing me not one, but two home. And as they're a gift to me, I can't not eat them. Also, because they're a gift, they are technically free.
I know. But we're coming up to that season now, aren't we? Where people start. I mean, when we get back off holiday, you know, the mince pie cookies are going to start to come out.
Oh, yes.
And all that shit.
I bet they're already in certain
shops. Yeah, I bet they are. Oh, my friend of mine is eating mince pies like it's normal right now. Yeah. I see it on Facebook all the time. Just eat some like it's fine. This is the season we've got to really buckle down this year, girls.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? As it currently stands, need to remind you, you've lost 4 pounds this year.
Probably not now.
Not now. Finally, we're going to leave you the game to play. It's called Take the Biscuit. Whoever was slimmer of the week on the last episode usually reads the question out to the two, while the loser has to take the biscuit and eat it. However, we didn't have a slimmer of the week among us last week because we were on holiday.
I probably would have had it.
No, I would have had it because
would have had it. Anyway,
so producer Paul, housewife's favourite, and his mum loves him most. There we go.
She does. The man who won't give us a whoosh sticker.
Yeah. Bastard. There you go.
Because whoosh isn't really a thing.
It is real. Totally, if you want to know, if you're struggling to spell it, darling, just come to us. We can give you the right amount of O's to use.
It's the first time you've actually said the word whoosh because you have been saying whoosh, which is absolutely not a thing.
So he's going to ask us all a question, and the two people that get it furthest away from the answer has to take the biscuit and eat it. We have got Biscuit Wise Joe.
Oh. Toast and marmalade.
Yes. Oh, I'm so digested.
That means they'll definitely be open then.
Yeah,
because if it's the bottom.
Have you tried them yet?
Katie's not having yet.
I'm not having yet. They're still unopen, Victoria. What biscuit have you got, Victoria?
I've got a nice one, or is it nice one, however you say
nice
it.
Nice biscuit, isn't it?
It's nice and nice.
Nice, nice. Nice, nice.
Yeah, whichever, one of them.
Producer Paul.
What are the total calories of a Kit Kat Chunky and a regular four-finger Kit Kat?
Ooh!
So bonus points if you can tell me which one has more calories.
Kit Kat Chunky and four, so together.
Yeah, add them together.
Hang on.
See, I know the answer to the second part of that question.
Okay.
Oh, Christ. How many sins are in one?
Done.
Oh, this is really hard.
Oh, fuck me. I've gone wrong here.
Well, there's still time, darling. You can change.
Hang on. Let me really think about this. Sorry.
Wow. That's not a quick fire round, but... got things to be doing.
You've asked two things. I'm trying to answer both of them. Okay, I'm going to say the combined total is 440 calories.
Victoria?
525.
Jim. I put down, I've written it down, like we're on countdown, just prove my answer, 461.
Okay, I said 440, 461 and 500 odd.
Okay, and what do you think is... the higher calorie.
The four finger.
Four fingers yeah. Higher calorie.
No, I think Kit Kat Chunky is more.
Four fingers got more chocolate on.
Yeah.
The four finger Kit Kat has 233 calories.
Yeah, yep.
The Kit Kat Chunky has 165.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh! Mm.
So that's a total of 398. So Katie, you are the closest with 440. Joe and Victoria, take the biscuit.
Oh, let's open these bad boys right in front of Katie, who's not allowed one.
Genuinely gutted.
Yeah, I know. I can't. I've not got the strength to open them.
Guys, I'm
still so full from my donut for breakfast, guys.
Is it nice, Victoria?
Not really. I don't really want any more sugar today.
Oh, my God. Why? What have you had already?
A donut. I had a donut for breakfast.
What the fuck?
Just come and just smell the packet, Katie. I'm not even joking.
You're fastening it right, okay.
You'll die. Just smell that packet.
And then I think I'm going to go and get a Subway.
Oh, my God, it really does taste right? like... It tastes like actual... Like,
it
so the
smells
difference
like
is,
toasted marmalade.
Yeah.
It's
this is
crazy.
The difference. Paul, smell that. This is the difference because if it was chocolate orange, it tastes like marmalade.
Yeah, that really does.
What is the difference? Great. So what makes it marmalade-y as opposed to just orangey?
I don't know. It's great, though. Carry
I'm
on,
so
darling.
Jealous.
I'm a bit busy.
Hey, Katie, I think you should have one anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not having one.
Just have one.
No.
Have two.
Come on, do it.
Because we are running all day.
Oh.
And you said to me...
We're not going to be doing this for a little while.
You said to me, well, you were on holiday now, Jo, earlier. And you asked me to open them off mic.
Do it. Do it.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I do.
You can have the packet.
No, I don't want the packet.
No,
don't
stop it now. I'm going to eat them all on the way home.
Oh, my God, that smells amazing.
It's so good. I'm tasting game to bloody
just
game changer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It tastes like toasted marmalade. No one can understand.
It's proper toast.
I know. It is bonkers. If you've not tasted this, Paul, do you want one?
I can't. I'm a senior. I can't have toasted marmalade either.
Oh, what shit, shame for him.
Oh, Katie.
I've eaten half. I'll have half after this. I'm doing it. No, I'm not having any more.
It's fine. You're not...
Guys, can we wrap this up? I want to go and get a Subway.
She's after a foot long. Right, we'll be back with our main episode on Thursday, wherever you get your podcast, and another Extra Portions episode here on Patreon next Monday. Don't forget to put our next Zoom meeting in your calendar. It's not until Thursday, the 15th of October, because these bitches are away. Another chance to win a load of prizes and also another go at winning £100. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.